Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
I think I know where you're going, and it's pretty innovative.
Breaking ball, hit high, hit deep, left center, bye-bye baseball!
You want to talk about athleticism? It's on display in the booth right now.
Lane, how are you doing?
I'm great. It is so good to be back in Milwaukee, as wonderful as the weather is in Arizona. I'm one that even likes the triple-digit heat. I'm fine with it. It's just good to be home, good to be back at the ballpark, and we're ready to get this thing going, so let's go.
Absolutely. Tell me about how the Miz is doing, Mizorowski, our home opener.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's exciting. Jacob is clearly one of the most exciting arms in all of baseball. I think we established that a year ago. And if you look back last year, too, it feels like Miz is at his best sometimes on the biggest stages. You know, you think about Game 5, you think about his performance in the NLCS as well when he pitched at Dodger Stadium. You think about his debut. I mean, all those things. And Miz, when he gets the blood flowing, it's just that, you know, 4 or 5% better, and he's already better than most of the competition. So I think you're going to see a guy that's pretty electric on opening day, and hopefully he can take that next step, because there was some ups and downs last year in his first campaign in a Brewers uniform, expected out of a young pitcher. You know, so you just hope he takes that next step and is even that much more consistent in 2026, because if he is, he will establish himself as one of the top arms in baseball.
Lane, I know you just said how excited you are to be back, and there's about 40 other people that might be a little more excited than you that training camp is finally over. Well, spring training, not the same thing. But when you look at spring training in its totality, do you feel like the Brewers, or specifically Pat Murphy, was able to reach a lot of the goals that he may have set at the beginning of spring training?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard to really quantify what those goals are, you know, Telly, because it's not about winning. It's not about numbers statistically in the games and things of that nature. It's more about what's happening, frankly, on some of the backfields. It's more about, are you getting guys enough work? Are you getting enough innings for certain guys? I mean, it's about this process that leads you up to opening day. And for this Brewers team specifically, you know, there have been teams in years past where there's a bunch of battles, right, for the last couple spots in the bullpen, or for maybe who's going to be your opening day right fielder or whatever. There's less of that with this group because it's a pretty established group, a group that's been together with this core for the last couple of years. And while there's some interest and intrigue at some different spots, I think there was less actual things that were up for grabs at this group. So it's about getting the work in and staying healthy. I mean, that's the most important thing that can come out of spring training for a manager, is that you stay healthy. They had that little scare with Kyle Harrison. It sounds like he's going to be fine with that blister issue. Of course, we've talked a lot about the Priester issue. They've navigated that. Brandon Woodruff looks like he's in good position now. So I think all in all, while it wasn't a perfect spring from a health standpoint, I think it was better than the last couple of years in terms of where the pitching's at and how they're going to be ready to go moving forward. Maybe even not on opening day, but early enough in April that they should have a lot of options at their disposal. And I think that's an important thing for this group, because it's hard to navigate, especially the early portion of the season when you're building so many arms up.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Lane. And when you think about the veterans that are on this team, and like you just mentioned, there wasn't a lot of intrigue about, okay, is this person going to beat out this person,
right,
or that, this, that, and the other. But what were maybe a surprise, or some of the surprises coming out of spring training?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think for me, Blake Perkins not making the opening day roster was a little bit of a surprise. I especially if you would have told me back on February 19th when I got on my plane, or not my plane, when I'm not doing that, guys.
Oh, come on.
Southwest flight down.
I heard about Air Lane.
Yeah. When I got on the Southwest flight to Arizona to go cover spring training, Man, did I misspeak there. If you would have told me Blake Perkins wasn't going to be on the opening day roster, I would have been really surprised. So that he's not on the opening day roster was a little bit surprising. You can talk yourself through it and you get it, right? Like the Brewers want to find out what they have in Garrett Mitchell. He's healthy, and I think they want him to take the bulk of the starts in center field and give him the runway that he really has just never had because he's never been able to stay healthy. And Brandon Lockridge is a guy that gives you versatility in the outfield. He can play the corner spots as well as center field. A right-handed hitter that I think has some good offensive upside for you as well. So I might not have had it drawn up like that on February 19th. So that was a little bit of a surprise. And I don't know that there's a surprise in the rotation, but I really didn't know how it was all going to shake out because you only have five spots and there's so many different guys that could take the ball and be stretched out, which is a great problem to have. So I don't know if you would have asked me to sit down and pencil in the five starting pitchers at the beginning of the year, if I would have gotten that right. Nothing that was a major surprise. The biggest one for me, though, probably was Perkins not being on the opening day roster.
And Lane, are you looking forward to seeing the first 20 minutes of the Uke documentary, or have you seen the whole documentary at all?
I've been able to have a sneak peek, and it's wonderful, guys. It's really touching. Fans are going to really, I think, enjoy this. And so I hope everybody sticks around and sees the sneak peek on Thursday. It's just a tremendous tribute to a man that we all loved so much that really is Brewers baseball in so many ways. And I think you will see just how much he loved this organization, loved this city. I think it comes through beautifully in this documentary.
Ah, Brewers play-by-play broadcaster Lane Grindle. Lane, thank you so much.
You bet. Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Awesome.